This is the brief on the difference between data sovereignty and data residency. You know, these two ideas are absolutely critical in today's digital world. They basically set the rules for how companies have to handle our personal info, especially as countries like India are really tightening up their laws. Okay, we've got three key things you need to know. First, the big difference really just boils down to law versus location. Think of it like this. Data sovereignty is all about which country's laws have power over your data. But data residency, that's just the simple physical geographic spot where your data is actually being stored. So why is this distinction such a big deal? Well, second, getting it wrong is expensive. Like, really expensive. Sovereignty gives a country legal control, and if you violate that, just look at Meta. They got hit with a massive 1.2 billion euro fine in 2023 for illegally moving personal data out of the EU's jurisdiction. Ouch. And finally, this whole compliance landscape is getting pretty complicated. Places like India have a whole web of new rules that demand super strict data governance. That's why you're seeing big companies turn to things like sovereign clouds. It's a way to make sure their data stays put and follows all the local rules from start to finish. So residency tells you where your data lives, but sovereignty tells you who has the power to control it.